Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and in today's slightly shorter episode, I wanted to give just a very quick idea that maybe you haven't considered before, but it's something I've been doing for a long time, and it's really helped me with my language learning. And that's that when I'm in study mode, I always have a dedicated space just for learning the language. So in a lot of places, I've had a particular table that I would always go to, move myself there. I try to study away from my laptop because my laptop tends to be a source of distractions for me where I might get dragged into YouTube or open up Netflix or something like that. So I stay away from my laptop, use a different space, the dining table, whatever it might be. In one particularly small apartment where I didn't have a second table, I just bought a very cheap fold-out table and used that as my study table. And by doing this, this kind of gives you a different headspace. And as well as escaping the distractions, the change of scenery, just it's a part of a new routine where you decide this space is only for me to use this language. And it doesn't have to be a different place in your house. It can also be a particular cafe. While I'm in Bali for the final week and a half that I'm still here, I tend to go to a co-working space. You can also go to a library. I didn't find any libraries nearby, so this co-working space kind of acts like that because it's a quiet area where I can focus. And because, again, I leave my computer behind, and I've also done a few extra little things. But whenever I go to this co-working space, I'm not sure if you can do this with iPhones, but with my Samsung phone, I have a particular routine baked into the phone that whenever it connects to the Wi-Fi of the co-working space, then it changes a few of its options and it just completely blocks me from using particular apps like TikTok and accessing particular websites like Reddit that I would not want to do if I want to stay in focus mode. So a few extra little things like that just nudge me in the right direction. And it's been a huge help for these last couple of months that I've been in Bali that I know I go to these places. I also have a couple of cafes that I know I go, I can get good focus and good study done. And this has always worked out better that whenever, if I'm sitting at my computer at my general work desk, I don't tend to be able to study. I do get into work routines on my computer, but there's just too many things distracting me that I could get led in a different direction. And sometimes if you do need to access particular websites for your studying, if there's ones you log into, you might want to invest in a tablet. And I have an e-reader that I use kind of for that double purpose, that does come with me when I'm in the co-working space, that I'm either using my e-reader or a book, but mainly my phone because I do a lot of Anki studying. And as I said in a recent episode, I'm listening to a lot of podcasts, so I can just have them on my phone. And by doing this in a particular space, it just is a helpful psychological trick in my mind that I know while I'm here, the only thing I can do is study this language. And it's very simple, but I've been doing this for the large majority of my travels. Maybe I don't even leave the house. Like I said, I may have a corner of the house that's just for that language learning purpose. And by doing that, it just helps me to switch my brain into language learning mode. And it's something I don't think I'm as good at doing if I'm still in the same space that I would be otherwise. And I just decide I'm in language learning mode right now. Just by physically moving myself, it just happens to make it a little bit easier. So not a very complex tip, but I did want to give you guys that little suggestion just in case it's something you haven't really considered. Maybe give it a whirl. It could help you to focus a little bit better just by changing your environment, implementing a few things while you're in that environment to make it a little bit harder for you to get distracted. And that could give you a little bit boost. So hopefully you enjoyed that tip. Thanks as always for listening. And until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.